Hello everyone, this is episode number 45 of the Samurai Summit Podcast. It's another week, another episode. As you know, every Tuesday we do this shit for all of you. Thank you very much for joining us for another week of this special show. With me, just like every single week, is Unlimited Dough. How you doing, man?
I forgot they can see me.
Yeah, you're already flexing the hat.
All right, so I'm Gage.
All right, so for those who can't actually see this, you know, which is pretty much everyone, he's wearing quite this unique attire. You know, he's got this pretty cool black and white shirt with this black and white hat, which if you get close enough, you can tell have some quite interesting details on him. You want to say what that is?
It's a mixture of a hand and a tie, if you know what I mean.
Pretty much. I'd say that's pretty good description.
But if you just go to my Instagram, you're just going to see a picture of it because I posted it actually quite a few weeks ago when I got it from Anime Expo. So
yeah, I remember seeing that post.
It looks weird because I'm wearing the hat on top of the headset.
Yeah.
So it looks all like...
It looks like super know, tall.
I just think it looks pretty hilarious. But yeah, it's getting kind of warm inside the house, so I'm going to take it off for a cool minute. But yeah, I'm doing well.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, so yeah, I know this isn't very much anime related, but you played Call of Duty last night. How was it?
It was fun. I suck at it, which of course I wasn't expecting much because I haven't played Call of Duty game for like, what, 3 years?
Probably. Four years? Since Modern Warfare 2019.
Yeah, so since then I haven't played it. I do gotta say I love the feedback on the PS5 controller when you shouldn't.
Yeah,
like
no,
if
right?
You do it, like if you do it slow, you get a little like
the
pressure.
Yeah, the
like,
resistance, right? From the triggers.
There you go. The resistance, and it feels like an actual handgun trigger. And then you press and you're like, okay, cool. But if you press it like real quick, like you don't get the resistance though. Only when you're doing it kind of slowly, mm-hmm. you feel it more than if you press it right away.
Yeah, and I don't know what guns you're using, but depending on what gun it is, you actually get a different effect. Like, one thing will be for the pistol, one for the AR, and another one for snipers.
Yeah, I was using the... Is it called an M4 or some shit?
Oh, the M4, the assault rifle, the first one that you get?
Yeah, I was just using that.
Yeah, that one's been pretty much one of my favorite weapons so far. I have been playing it since launch day on Thursday. And I think I showed it to you already, but that's pretty much the first gun that I already got the gold camo for. And I'm already working on the next one.
Yeah, I talk about it on our Discord server. Again, it's going to be on the sign up if you guys want to join. But you know how I pre-ordered from GameStop?
Yeah.
I got it. It always keeps happening only with GameStop. I pre-order something, not exactly a video game. But when I pre-order and I use my... They accept the PayPal because they have that option. Mm-hmm. But every time I use PayPal to do the payment, when it's like the week of release date, I always get that email, oh, there was an issue with your payment. Please log in and change.
Oh, there happens. And this is...
It always happens, but when I do with PayPal, though. Not when I actually put like a cart.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but I had a similar issue. Just that I can't remember what exactly I used. I actually ended up canceling my pre-order from GameStop because I was going to buy like a few different versions. So I was going to buy the physical for our friend and then my collector's one that I was planning on keeping. I just ended up canceling it. I canceled the whole order since it had had an issue too. And I was looking through the email where I got like the final invoice or prior to them actually taking the payment. And I saw they had some weird ass 4 digits at the bottom. Not the 4 digits from my card. And I know that I specifically used mine. Yet it didn't go through. And then it just kept on having issues. So ultimately I canceled it. I switched it to God of War. But I'm still likely going to go and switch my pre-order again for something else.
You know what? Actually, now that I think about it, when I pre-ordered something from GameStop and it was the Mewtwo figure, the one that I got for my brother for his birthday and I bought one for myself, I think I actually used my credit card information. And I know I have money on it. And I mean, when it was on the week of release, same issue. And I think it was in PayPal. I think this time was PayPal. So I don't know if it's only with pre-order. Because when you out purchase from GameStop before,
yeah,
but they're not pre-order, so they're right away. So it's kind of like probably won't be pre-ordering from GameStop at the website. I would probably just go to the store or something instead.
think it's a consequence of them, you know, starting to become a bit of a relic of the past. You know, people don't actually go to physical stores to buy games.
Yeah, but this has been since like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, then so, that's a little bit different. But even then, it was, GameStop has been going on the decline for years at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But other than that, I got the game the day after release day because I updated my payment a day after. But either way, I ended up playing on Saturday. So it was like I wasn't going to play on release day because I didn't have time.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured, you know, with the class and everything.
No, because I have class on Wednesdays. Release day was on Thursday, right?
It was on Thursday night. Well, the official release was on Friday, but the technical one was on Thursday at 9 p.m.
Okay, yeah, Pacific time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because if I would have done the payment before, it was probably going to be arriving on Thursday, actually, my game. But again, it didn't matter because I only played until Saturday, so... And it took forever to download.
Yeah.
I hate it. Okay, I think this is pretty stupid. I know it's not anime, but Call of Duty does this shit. You get the game, the physical copy. Mm-hmm. I understand with the digital, because you know you need to download the digital shit. But you get a physical copy and you still got to download 30-something gigabytes of it. And then once you download it and you open the game, you're like, oh, now you have to download the multiplayer pack so you could play online. I'm like, this should just download all at once. Like, this is so stupid. Yeah. And watch, if I turn on my PS5 right now, it's going to happen on the update. It always happens with Call of Duty shit.
Yeah, they do. In a certain way, I can kind of justify it because they have to constantly be changing how the game itself works. But it is, you know, a pain in the ass of having to be updating it every single week for the most part.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, come on. You've done this type of games for how long? Years? Decades? Yeah. Like, you should get your shit already, you know, straight.
And one of the biggest things is that they don't really optimize their size. Because, you know, a game like Elden Ring, I don't remember if you played it or not.
No, I never played it.
All right, so this Elden Ring, it's a huge open world game.
I know what it is, but I haven't played it.
Oh, but going back to it, it has no loading screen. Uh-huh. Yeah, all this entire game, the whole, like, 100 plus hours that you need in order to beat it, all the characters, all the different weapons, all the animations, everything. That entire game is still way smaller than Call of Duty. It was pretty much smaller than the update size. I think the whole game itself is maybe like 30 to 40 gigabytes. And that whole ass game being, you know, the huge size that it is smaller than Call of Duty, which, you know, doesn't have really that much. It has the multiplayer maps, the gun designs, but the problem is that they're not optimizing, which makes the files way much bigger, making the updates huge as well.
Yeah. Yeah, because Elden Ring, honestly, is a huge game.
It's a huge game, and it's beautiful, and it's fun. It's hella fun.
And I'm pretty sure the story mode for Call of Duty is not even that long either. Because you beat it like in one day, right?
Well, it took me two, but my fault in that was that I was doing it in the hardest mode. But if I were to do it in the, you know, the easy mode, I probably could have taken me anywhere between maybe 5 to 6 hours to complete.
Yeah, so it's not really a long game if it's just 5 or 6 hours.
No, but also another point to be fair is a lot of the scenery in the game, it is quite unique to the campaign rather than to multiplayer. So you don't really see much of those actually, you know, intersecting.
Mm-hmm. But either way, fucking Activision or whoever releases Call of Duty, they should fucking work on that shit.
Yeah, but hey, you do have the option to uninstall a campaign once you're done with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been doing this for the past couple of games where if you're not using one of the modes, you can decide to uninstall it. A campaign gets installed off the bat because, you know, that's the main thing, and then the multiplayer modes are on the side. But once you're done, you can uninstall it if you're not planning on playing it anymore. I know I won't.
Oh, okay.
I already finished the campaign, and I already got all the trophies for it.
Got it.
Yeah, trying to go for platinum. I'll
play that I tried doing that for Demon Slayer, but I just gave up.
What kind of challenges do you have to do? Was anything involved with the online side of it?
No, the only ones I was missing is completing all the stories with an S rank. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, though. Well, the other ones, the like last one for the last chapter, they didn't really try that many of them. Maybe like once or twice, couldn't get it. I got an A tier, but not an S rank, I mean. But there's this one, it's kind of like a mini game that you gotta press the button fast depending on how they land.
Yeah.
But they come in from like four different directions and sometimes they come like almost all together. I try so many times that like I fucking give up. I just can't. I can't.
Yeah, so, I can understand that.
And then since I didn't, even if I would have gotten the S ranks on the other one, I still gotta get an S rank on that one to get the other trophy. So if I can pass that one, so I just give up on the other ones too. I'm like, hey, oh, fuck it.
Try giving it to your son. Maybe he has a faster reaction time and he likes that mode. Just go.
No. He tried it, no.
No, not yet. Not yet. Hey, you not know, yet. In the future.
He ain't ready for that yet.
Yeah, because you know what? It was one of the games that really like blows my mind that people actually are able to play. I think you played it before. The one is like rhythm based, but you use your mouse and you're pretty much like pointing and you're dragging like little circles or clicking them along the screen.
To the I don't think I played that one.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a game where you're just using your mouse and your control over the mouse, where you're clicking over like specific dots and they come in order. It'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you're supposed to be like following it. Some are just clicks. The other ones you actually drag it a little bit. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yes, it's pretty much like Guitar Hero, the Hatsune Miku games. You know, you see the little dots.
Yeah.
But, well, more like the Hatsune Miku, because they had, at least for the PS Vita, they come like around-ish. Oops, sorry. Yeah. And, yeah, so it comes, it's not just straight like Guitar Hero comes from top to bottom. That one kind of like comes weird.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with this one. They come from like four different sides, but they like, come all fast. So you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, those are the type of games that I really can't do. You got to focus on multiple things all at the same time. Maybe, you know, I could if I get practice in it. You know, because even playing something like Call of Duty, you pretty much learn to focus on a bunch of different things at the same time. One, yeah. Focus on your gut, focus on the map, focus on what's going around you, and listen to whatever's happening around you as well.
Honestly, with Call of Duty, I don't pay attention to the map. Yeah, I don't pay attention to the map.
Well, to do
good, I just walk around.
When you focus on all that other stuff. But if you're just playing casually, then yeah, you really don't have to worry. Just keep on walking straight. If you see someone, shoot.
Yeah, Call of Duty only play for funsies.
Yeah. And after the game yesterday, I heard you got a pretty good snipe. Or were you using the AR?
No, I was on the ceiling, the guy was on the floor, but he was laying flat, like, on the stomach.
Yeah.
And I just fell from the top, I didn't, it wasn't my intention to fall, but when I was like, oh, there's someone, so I was like, ah.
Oh, so you shot him as you were falling down?
No, I was on the floor and I saw him, but he wasn't looking at me,
because
he was distracted. You know how when you see those videos when they're, like, trying to snipe people and then you just behind them? I was like that, and then I was shooting. But since I was getting too excited, I was like all over the place, but I ended up killing the player though.
Oh, nice. Oh, those are the fun moments.
Yeah, so like, and honestly, I didn't know he was down there until I fell by accident.
All right, now question, did you clip that moment?
The what?
Did you clip it? Did you save it?
No, I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot that we could do that, to be honest. Yeah. I never do that on any of the games.
I do it only for key moments, like, I have it saved. It's probably like a minute long where I was playing. It's the multiplayer version of where you're right there in the border.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of cut off, so it's just like that little bit. And I was shooting at one guy and I essentially like captured him like a Pokemon. I threw a grenade and I smacked him right in the forehead and I killed him with it. Yeah, I see that moment. I'm probably going to try to upload it later.
Yeah, for me, just because... like I said, I forgot how to do it, and I always forget that's that feature, because it's something I really don't use.
Mm-hmm.
So I always forget that it's there. I think because the Switch has it, right?
Yeah, it has it, I think, on the button on the left controller.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I only used it on the Switch.
By accident?
Maybe once that I wanted to do it to record it, once or twice. Other than that, didn't... do anything.
And to be honest, I've used it on the Switch, but I've used it more times on accident than I have on purpose.
Actually, what I used on accident on the Switch is to take a screenshot.
Oh, yeah.
So many times, dude.
Yeah, I just press it and you just hear, chick. Yeah. God damn it. And trying to stop myself and then you just hear it again. Chick.
Yeah, so probably that's why my memory is really low. All those pictures.
Probably. You should go in
and delete them all. Fucking 15 gigabytes of just pictures.
Dude, to prepare for myself for that coming up, I bought a big ass memory and put it in. I think I put like 256 in the format.
Oh, nice. Oh, speaking of memory, I know it still has nothing to do with anime, but I mean, it has to kind of be video games. I saw that Samsung has their portable SSDs, the rugged ones, on discount. So for the 2 terabytes, instead of being 200, I think it's like 150. Oh, shit. And for the 4 terabytes, no, I think it was 1 terabyte and 2 terabytes. It's also a discount. So if you guys are into, you know, making your anime videos, you know, need extra memory, Samsung has it on sale right now. Same if you, I think, I mean, you could use them, pretty sure, for like the PS5 when you're playing your anime games, your Call of Duty games, whatever, you could use it.
Actually, for that, no, you can't.
Oh, you can?
No,
you cannot use.
You need to be an internal SSD. It will not accept external.
Well, you have a PS4. there you go. You could use it. Yeah, that's right. I forgot to update it on the PS5, the actual, to the new SSDs. But yeah, just throwing out there for all of you content creators that do anime related stuff or even non-anime. There you go. Samsung has your back, which actually I might, because for my videos, the one that I have, it's 500 gigabytes. And I kind of need more than that. And yeah, it's pretty much done. I just deleted some stuff. But sometimes I don't want to delete my videos. Just in case, you know, yeah, just saying, like, yeah, you could re-download them from YouTube, but every time you do it, or once you do it, it reduces the quality of the videos, not like the original file. So that's what I'm trying to, probably gonna buy a new one. And yeah, that was pretty nice intro, around 17 minutes long.
Yeah.
But not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
It happens, all right?
Yeah, quick little question, what we're still, like, talking about, but this is actually gonna be anime related now. Uh-huh. There wasn't a chapter for this week, huh? For One Piece.
No, they skip it.
Did it say that last week? I could have sworn that it had said that we're gonna have a chapter this week.
It said for the following one, because we got like I think like 3 chapters in a row, which I was like, oh shit, it's pretty cool. And then this one is they skipping it.
Okay, I was probably just distracted and didn't notice it then. Yeah, because I could have sworn there was gonna be a chapter today. But
unless if it was. Last week there wasn't one. No, there was one.
There was one last week.
Okay, so yeah, this is the week that we're skipping then.
Oh, damn it.
Because I was like, shit, I gotta read it because the way you end it.
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was this week that we were gonna have another one. But no, I guess this is the break week.
And then before we continue, I'm just gonna get something else to drink because I forgot my water. So in the meantime, Rhythmic is gonna tell some jokes.
Okay. Yeah, so I won't say any jokes, but I will talk about this week's chapter updates. So as you know, we've been watching and reading a few of them. One of them being My Hero, Mashle, Kaiju number 8, Jujutsu Kaisen, Hunter x Hunter, nothing yet, but hey, it's coming good. And unfortunately, Chainsaw also had another break week.
So how was the joke, guys?
Yeah, I'm not talking about jokes, I'm talking about the manga updates. But this week's chapter for My Hero Academia, if you haven't read it, definitely read it. I've actually been quite satisfied with it because even though at the beginning it did seem, you know, you're kind of like, you know, everything is perfect world of, you know, superhumans and all that. With the development of the story, the author, I can't actually remember. Oh, Kohei Horikoshi has actually been diving into the more, you know, real aspects of what a society in this condition will actually be, you know, the oppression and pretty much the discrimination of the heteromorphs, where if you're not really familiar with it, it's the term that they use for the people that have their abilities that actually changes the physical aspect, you know, like the ones who would actually be, I guess, to put it a little bit bluntly, the real life furries, you know, the ones that have the dog quirk that actually turns them into dogs, or that has some weird quirk that messes up their bodies. And they're showing, you know, real life, well, I guess not real life, but their actual oppression.
Yeah.
In it.
I actually haven't seen any of the My Hero. I stopped watching it completely. I actually finally finished watching My Stepmom's Daughter's My Ex. It was pretty good.
12 episodes?
Yeah, it's 12 episodes. It finished like in September 21st, some shit like that. I just finished watching it a couple of days ago. And it's good. I read the light novel, just the first volume.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I read from the volume and this whole series, the light novel is still better. I did enjoy it more than the TV series. I mean, it took me forever to finish it, but, you know, still, it was a pretty good ending. It looks, hopefully, they do take a second season. Because I'm pretty sure it was more than that in the line novels. I'm pretty sure. I might be wrong, though. So you guys read the line novels, let me know. But yeah, I still enjoy it, though. It was pretty good. And how about talk about Blue Lock that started watching it?
You had mentioned that you were going to start doing it, but that was last week. So how is it? What's the main plot about
it? Was it last week? Because yeah. I started watching it like 2 weeks ago. So I don't remember if I mentioned it on the last episode. That's
cause we talked about it a little bit, that it's pretty much like this soccer game, but they're locked up.
Yeah, so I saw, I think, the first two, maybe three episodes. And, dude, I really like it. Like I said before, I'm not a big fan of soccer, but I love the anime. The ending of the first episode was like, wait, what? Already? What? That person was like, really? Like, I was expecting it. I was like, what? But it's good. I like how they mention actual real soccer players like Messi, oh, sure. Cristiano Ronaldo, like they mention them. So
Neymar.
It's pretty cool. I like the whole concept that they're trying to, pretty much they're trying to make Japan's team better. So they get all these players, they play a specific position, which I forgot what it's called. And only one of them can, whoever gets out of the, you know, it's kind of like camp in a way where they are. Comes out to play for the team. So they're trying to find that like good ass player. And it's cool. I'm liking it. I'm really digging. It's like something different, you know. It's not your typical, you go to tournaments. Well, at least not yet. This is all fucking training and trying to, well, the whole building is called Blue Lock.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's why the anime is called Blue
all
Lock.
Right. All right. So it doesn't have any creepy aspect of it where they're like killing people or forcing them to be locked up, right? Essentially just a super training camp to make the better version.
Yes, but depending on your rank, there's like 300 people. Depending on your rank, your facility is crappier. Your food is not as good as other people that are mm-hmm. higher ranked than you. So that's why the higher the rank, the more badass you're going to be living in the Blue Lock.
Okay, so I see
that. But, yeah, but you can live there. You cannot talk to anyone outside. You're just there. Mm-hmm. Like, and then they say if you get kicked out of Blue Lock, you won't be able to play soccer at all for any team.
Damn.
So your career is pretty much over. So there's some consequences in getting there, but it was pretty entertaining, to be honest. Probably right now they're like on episode 4 or 5. Oh, I'm still on episode 2 or 3.
The plot does sound quite interesting, and I might actually give it a try.
It is, and this is coming from someone that doesn't enjoy soccer. Like, I can care less about soccer, but this one is good. I liked like the character's personality. Some are like kind of crazy. So you get to see like, holy shit, there's like a monster inside of me, no homo.
Oh shit.
But highly recommend it. Blue Lock.
Alright, sounds like a good one to watch. Everyone go ahead and add that to your queue.
Yeah, that's the last one that I just finished was yours. My stepsister's. My stepmom's daughter sent to me, my stepsister. Whoa, getting kind of crazy over here. Do I think my allergies are acting up? Because we got a second cat, so I think it's now double the allergies.
Oh, so now you gotta take double the pills.
I don't take pills. Pop, pills are pop.
Oh, you sniff them.
Quote unquote proof. I fucking chopped it. But yeah, moving on to the next topic, to the first topic, main topic.
Yes, so this one is a little subtle. I don't remember, did you add this one or was it me?
Yeah, it was me.
Alright, so it says Naruto franchise has a big announcement on December 17th.
So why are they going to be announcing? Because I know I've been hearing there's going to be like a Sasuke story or something like that.
You know what, I actually might have seen something while scrolling around, I don't remember where.
But
it was like already something new, but specifically for Naruto, not for Boruto, right?
Yeah, it was on a red team, like a Sasuke story or some shit like that. So, like, I can care less because you guys know I don't like soccer. I don't like Sasuke. But that one has kind of been announced. So, I don't think they will announce it because they did say it was going to be a big announcement on December 17th about the Naruto franchise. So, I'm expecting something bigger than just that.
Okay, because it is something apart from the, I think I read somewhere about the Attack of the Steam Ninja or something like that.
I haven't seen any of that, actually.
Well, I guess we're going to have to find out, or wait and find out, which at this point is a little over a month and a half away from our current date?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was going to be a Sasuke manga.
Oh, no.
Sasuke Ritsuden. Well, he hasn't had a manga. He had a light novel.
Oh, that's true. But they did cover quite a lot. They covered his adventures after.
Yeah, same with Itachi. He had a light novel. Kakashi. Naruto had a light novel. Chikamaru as well. I think Sakura, which probably that one didn't sell. Ah. But yeah, so I think it was that, not an anime. But hopefully it has nothing to do with Sasuke, because I hate Sasuke. I think I hate Sasuke more than Vegeta. If you give me an option, I will go with Vegeta all day, dude. 100%.
You don't like Sasuke because he's emo?
No, because he's just a little bitch. The whole story, he was just a little bitch.
Yeah, emo boy.
No, I prefer an evil person than this little bitch.
Not evil, emo.
That's why emo.
Oh.
Oh, it sounded like emo? No, yeah. Emo. Yeah, I prefer an emo bitch over this little bitch. Sorry for you all Sasuke fans, but I just can't do Sasuke, man.
All right, and then we got another one, another topic for us, which this one I
shave. Fuck it, hot take. Give me Sakura over Sasuke.
All right, now you're being controversial. You gotta calm down. This one's the next news. Quintessential Quintuplet movie comes to the United States on December 2nd.
It sounded funny.
Yeah, Quintessential Quintuplets movie comes to the United States on December 2nd. This one aside from Crunchyroll.
About fucking time.
I know. I believe other countries have already actually been able to see the movie.
Well, Japan, obviously.
Yeah, it's just us. We're kind of getting it at the short end, you know, all the way at the end.
It's Spain. Well, on the release of this podcast, they got it on the 31st. I think Spain gets it on the 31st. I was like, God damn it. I think we get it last, or one of the last ones to get it. Damn you, Crunchyroll. We're supposed to be the first ones.
I know. Hey. Who knows? Maybe they're even better for business than we are.
Yeah, but maybe those tickets are going to go until this month.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anything about when the tickets were going to go on sale, but more than likely, like midway through November.
Because actually, today, the release of the podcast is November 1st.
Yes.
Ooh, what's up? We're almost December.
I know. Just a few more weeks and we buy tickets. And also, for when this podcast comes out, this Friday, or is it Saturday? The One Piece movie, Film Red, comes out.
Yes, so it actually, they're promoting it as November 4th, but you could watch on November 3rd, which is Thursday. I already have my ticket for November 3rd because I can on Friday. And, of course, I had to go first either on the first day. So it worked out for me either way because I was going to go on Thursday instead of Friday. Mm-hmm. So going at 5.
Nice.
And what happened?
Oh, you're going to go with your siblings, right?
With your brothers? No. Well, my big brother didn't say anything. I told him. He didn't say anything. I'm going with my little brother or my in-law.
Okay.
I haven't checked if there's any more. Because when I bought my ticket, I was like the first one to purchase a ticket. And then next time I checked, they were still available.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about now, but I can miss it. I have to watch it on the first day. You know, it's One Piece.
Yeah, I'll probably end up buying my ticket on Tuesday to go either on Friday or Saturday. Because I can on Thursday because that day pretty much working all afternoon on my math class as well.
I kind of figure out like, yeah, and they meet for Friday. I won't have a babysitter for Friday, so I couldn't do Friday. Saturday, what time are you going? I might go again with you.
I'll probably go whenever my sister's at work, because I know she won't want to watch it.
Yeah, because it's my day off this Saturday.
I'll see, probably, it'll probably be like in the afternoon, maybe like around 1 or 2, I'll end up going to watch it.
Okay, I could probably do that.
Yeah. The movie shouldn't be that long, right? Maybe at most 2 hours?
Yeah, so yeah, it should be good. And then just the thing is, because in the morning, we probably got to take my daughter to take her out to eat. Because her birthday is on the 2nd.
Oh, nice.
November 2nd, so we're going to do it on the weekend. And so yeah, it's my day off too, so it's pretty good. So yeah, anyway, let me know, and then I'll see what time kind of talking with my significant other to see if the time you're going, we're going to be available.
Okay, yeah, for sure, I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know, then I'll be down to watch it again.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm going to love it. Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty crazy anime. I mean, movie.
All right. I've been looking forward to this one coming out. It better be good as I expected to.
All right, moving on to the next.
Yes, moving on to the next bit of news. Sorry, I was opening the page, but somewhere got lost. It didn't want to open properly. All right, so this is coming from comicbook.com, and it reads, Hunter x Hunter artist remembers late Yu-Gi-Oh! Creator in a special tribute. Hunter x Hunter has returned with new chapters after one of its longest hiatus in the series run to date, and the series creator came back with an emotional tribute to Yu-Gi-Oh!'s creator, Kazuki Takahashi, known by many fans as the creator behind the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise. Tragically lost his life early this year in an attempt to save others from drowning in a riptide. The famous manga creators and fans from all over the world have been sharing their tributes to the beloved creator, and now that also includes Hunter x Hunter's creator, Toshiro Togashi, among those sharing their love. Hunter x Hunter has returned to Shonen Jump after a nearly 4-year-long hiatus, and that also means that this series' creator, Toshiro Togashi, was able to put in a special author's note for the magazine. With Togashi and Takahashi sharing a friendship, the Hunter x Hunter creator used his first big return to the magazine to open up about the creator's past and reveal an emotional moment the two had shared with a heartfelt tribute to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Creator.
Just more at the bottom, my guy.
All right, so Togashi's comment...
I know it's a long one, but...
Yeah, it's pretty long. Togashi's comment, as revealed by Suecia's digital Shonen Jump release, is a small but emotional one where he reflects on his shared past with Takashi. I remembered us laughing about how both our series had a jinx in our titles. You know, the X. May you rest in peace. It's quite the hard-hitting message, as it's clear that the two creators shared a bond. And funny enough, their titles did too. Togashi is likely referring to the tiny stars that filled in their stylized titles for Yu Yu Hakusho and Yu-Gi-Oh! That can work as a lucky charm or jinx in Japan.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's pretty cool. I keep forgetting that the creator Hunter x Hunter is the one that made Yu Yu Hakusho. That was some of the characters that give me Yu Yu Hakusho vibes from Hunter x Hunter.
You know what? Off the top of my head, I can't actually remember what Yu Yu Hakusho is. Is that the one where the main guy, like, in a special with the gun ability?
Yeah, oh, it's no, the gun
I,
from the
then
finger.
I remember the wrong one.
He's wearing a green suit type of thing.
Because I was thinking about one where he gets like this crazy ability where like he gets long hair and like another eye opens in his forehead.
I think that's from Yu Yu Hakusho as well. And it might be from another character from... No, it might not be Yusuke. I just forget which one opens it there. I'm pretty sure someone does. Yeah, because there's it's the one with spiky hair, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's what was his name? Hie? Something like that? Yeah. I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I'm getting the ability quite mixed up. But yeah, the third eye was from him, but doesn't... what do you say the main character's name was? Doesn't him, like, for his ability, he gets, like, super long hair?
Yeah, he does with tattoos, I think.
Yeah, right. Right here, I'm seeing a photo of it. He has, like, red eyes. Like, this lighting effect on him.
I never actually finished the anime. I know I started watching because I bought it in VHS, so I started the first season. But I kind of forgot what happened, so I'm going to rewatch the whole thing and hopefully finish the whole anime. And I used to have the game for the PS2 of Yu Yu Hakusho.
What?
The movement was kind of slow. But holy shit, I still remember that one night we were a cousin. He slept over at my place. We were like probably like in middle school or elementary, I remember. And we stay up until 7 in the morning trying to beat the fucking game. Until, like, he went to sleep first. And then he went to sleep probably, like, around 6. I went to sleep a little more, like, after 7. And until I fucking beat it. Go replay out, like, I got a business fucker. And, yeah, I remember, I think I did beat the final boss or whatever it was I was trying to beat. But it was pretty cool.
Damn, those were the times, huh? No Fuck worries that you could have just done something like that. You know, stay up all night trying to beat a video game.
Dude, like last night, I was going to think about going to the party, right?
Yeah.
But then I got lazy. I was like, I need to drive all the way over there. Because for me, it's a longer drive.
Yeah.
and it was already like 12 something, like 12:30. So by the time I get there, it's gonna be almost 1.
So and you stay like, there probably for an hour and then leave.
Like 2 hours and then yeah. So like, you know what? Let me just put it like, if I go like 5 to like 5 a.m. or wherever we finish, I will put on a movie. I was watching it with my in-law.
Yeah.
And then I just, you know, lay on the couch, and I fell asleep within like 10 minutes too. I knocked out, and then I woke up like at 7 a.m, 8 a.m. on the couch. I like, okay, I'm getting old.
I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit down for a little bit.
Pretty much. That's what it was. Because I was on my clothes, and then I was like, shit, woke up, like, what's going on?
Wow. But, yeah. But the only thing I'm hearing from this is that your wife wasn't nice enough to actually pick you up and take you to bed.
No, she woke up like at 4 a.m. to go to work.
And she left you there.
Saw me there. She saw me all comfortable. And he was like, all right, cool, whatever. Now, my in-law, he could have woken me up after he finished watching the movie.
Yeah, but no, I'm guessing that he did like get up and leave or stay. Or where did he stay?
What happened?
Your in-law, no. Where did he stay?
Oh, he stayed in the room with my kid.
Yeah.
So he actually finished the movie and went to the room to sleep.
Yeah, so he left. Yeah, he left you there. He didn't like wake you up like, hey, yeah, go to bed.
That's why he should have woken me up.
Yeah, I know. Quite rude, if I do the say
disrespect.
So.
Disrespect.
It's all good.
Yeah, I didn't mind. Actually, I slept pretty comfortable on the couch.
Yeah, plus we got to remember you're a dad. You know, this stuff is bound to happen.
Yeah. And then we're going to, the next topic, we're going to leave it towards the end. Because it's more like a theory. So I kind of want to like talk about, and of course, you guys guessed it's going to be One Piece. Yes. So we're just going to talk about the next one.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so this one is a bit of news that I found today, actually. And I'm not sure if we've talked about it or not. This seems to have quite a similar title to another show that we've brought up, but I'm going to bring it up regardless. It's like a fantasy novel, Campfire Cooking in Another World with My Absurd Skill, gets a TV anime in January of 2023.
Okay, stop right there, sorry. You know how you mentioned, for sure the artwork doesn't look familiar, so I don't think we talk about it.
Yeah.
But you know how you say, oh, like, maybe we were getting confused with the other one, that there was a slime, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at the wolf's bag, there's a slime too. It's sleeping.
Is there?
It looks like slime.
Oh, yeah, I see it. And the bag is in front of hanging from
a Yeah, snake. It has a little blue slime.
You know what? Well, I think this one.
But I remember you know what? Yes, I think we talked about it when they were going to be announcing, like, different, like, manga releases or anime releases for like next year or some shit like that, right?
Yes, I remember that one.
And they were like, yeah, because I remember the wolf, like, oh, that one looks cool because it has the wolf or something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, if anything, we got new visual art for it, new concept, and it looks quite cool.
See, I don't know if it was release of the, I think that Gen Press or Gen Novel got the rights to release the manga or the line novel or something. Mm-hmm. In the States, I think that's what it was. Because now that I look at it and look more at the main character, I'm like, wait, it does sound familiar. Because it was one of those posts that they had like multiple.
Yeah.
And you know how we usually do for anime and mangas and light novels, like feature releases?
Yes.
It was one of those, but I believe it was for the light novel or a manga. If I'm not mistaken, but proceed. Sorry.
Well, it's pretty much that. We're getting new artwork for it. The TV anime adaptation of Ren Eguchi's Isekai Fantasy light novel, Campfire Cooking in Another World with My Absurd Skill, is set to premiere in Japan in January of 2023. The anime opens its official website and Twitter, revealing a teaser visual staff and 3 main voice cast members. You know, if you click on the link, this artwork, it looks amazing. And I really don't know what's going to happen or what exactly is, like, the whole plot of it. It looks like he's just cooking, making some badass food for everyone in this, you know, your typical fantasy world. But he's accompanied by this giant, majestic wolf and a little blue slime.
Okay, so I think we did talk about the anime then that was going to be released. Because I went to Barnes & Noble's and I'm checking on the volume 1 of his light novel manga, and it was released on May 6, 2019.
Okay, it's been out for a little bit.
So I guess when we would talk about it, it was for the anime release then.
All right. Well, yeah, we got a bit of a synopsis for everyone in case you, you're interested. So it reads, this is the official synopsis as released by J Novels Club. Mukoda Tsuyoshi was nothing special in modern Japan. So when he was summoned to a world of swordplay and sorcery, he thought he was ready for an adventure of a lifetime. Too bad the kingdom that summoned him only got him by mistake. Not only was he not the one of the three summoned heroes, but his stats were laughable compared to theirs. On top of that, there's something really sketchy about this kingdom. Ah, these people are too kind to try and use the hero, he realized, and immediately left to make his own way in this other world. The only thing Mukoda can rely on is his unique skill, Online Supermarket, a skill that allows him to buy modern goods in a fantasy world. It's useless for combat, but if he plays his cards right, he could lead a comfortable life. Maybe? At least, that's what Mukoda thinks. But it turns out modern food bought with this skill has some absurd effects. What happens when Mukoda introduces ridiculously tasty modern cooking to a fantasy world like this? He gets some ridiculous repeat customers begging for more.
Yeah, I'm reading it's actually a line of one reading the first page. And yeah, he was summoned to that world by, you know, a Mystic hero summoning ritual. Mm-hmm. And then he reads web novels to kill time. But there's this female character.
Ooh.
So if you go to Barsa Novels, just copy and paste the name.
Is it the girl with the gray hair or white hair?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm seeing her.
Oh, you could just put Ninrir, whatever her name is, on images on Google, and the first one, that's the one I'm looking. I should grant that human my blessings ever. That's like her little quote. Mm-hmm. She looks pretty well, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, well, we're getting anime for it, and if you guys love cooking and you love isekai, this is probably going to be a good one for everyone.
Not going to lie, I think I might get the light novel. Ah, never mind.
Sold out?
It's digital.
Ah.
There's no. That's a shame. Yeah, there's no physical copy of it. You know, I actually bought some, you know, it's been a while since I bought some mangas and light novel. I actually made a decent purchase from.
What did you get?
I got some from, what's it called? Oh, my friend's little sister has it in for me, the rest of the volumes. I think I got some Mob Psycho stuff, Blue Flag. I'm going to make a whole video about it on the like little manga haul, like other things. And yeah, it was like around $90. I got it from the website Right Stuff Anime, which they have it cheaper. Everything's on discount. So like my friend's little sister has it in for me. Usually those go for around $14.99.
Yeah.
They have it for like $11.99, $10.99. So overall, I did a pretty nice discount. So I was like, you know what? I haven't bought some. I need to finish this series. So I ended up buying some. I was going to buy some light novels too. I was going to buy more light novels, but like, no, I got to finish this set first. And then, yeah, because there was this other one that looks pretty nice. But I was like, no, I'm gonna finish this, especially because I was watching my stepmom's daughter's my ex, and he was reading this light novel. Cause he's always reading light novels. And he was reading one that it's an actual light novel. I forgot the name, like, oh, it's on my list, but I forgot the name of it. Yeah. So like, I gotta read this shit. Same with Dead Alive, you know, how they like 5 seasons. The one for the Sengoku, whatever, had to raise a boring girlfriend. He reads a bunch of light novels too. Mm-hmm. And he reads Data Life as well, which is an actual light novel. So like, that's where I sometimes, like, every time I see an anime that they're reading a light novel, I pause because they have the title in English, like a little subtitle in English. And then I Google it to make sure it is a legit one. And yeah, most of the time they are.
That's pretty cool. They're giving little references to other shows that might not be as popular.
Yeah.
Or know that they're friends with the author and, you know, like, hey, well, I'll reference your stuff and my own thing.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I still gotta finish the anime too, so what's up? What's up? And yeah, now we're on the actual final topic.
Yes, your little theory part. So it just reads OP for Admirals. All right, so what are your thoughts about this? What made you bring it up?
No, it's because I saw this theory, so this is not my theory. I've been seeing it around lately that there's actually four admirals instead of three in One Piece. If you guys don't care about One Piece, you guys could just, leave. Thank you guys for listening. This is gonna be just One Piece after this. And honestly, we might probably say
Spoiler
some
stuff.
spoilers, especially from, because I do want to mention something about the last one. So thank you guys for listening. If you guys don't want to care for either One Piece or don't want to listen to any spoilers, don't forget, follow us on our social media, send us emails at Samurai Summit Podcast at gmail.com.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one. Now going on with the spoilers. So I've been seeing that there's been four admirals instead of three, and that dragon was the fourth admiral. And then here, let me read this little passage, right? So Oda
Okay.
likes to use myths, legends, fables, right?
Yes.
Like mythology, all that. So an example, fable backwards is Elbaf. I didn't even try to think about it, So it's Elbaf. So I'm like,
Yeah.
okay. In Chinese mythology, there are said to be four seas: north, south, east, and west.
Yeah.
East blue, west blue, you know that.
North blue and South blue.
Yeah, those four seas are represented by four colors: yellow, blue, which I think is the other one, red. What colors are the admirals? Aside, well, the ones that we know, aside from Fujitora, it was yellow, blue, and red.
Yes.
Akainu, right? Then the other one is white. They have all been represented by different animals over the time, including monkey, bird, dragon, and dog. Bird is Akainu. You know how he also uses
I thought the bird was supposed to be the ice one.
I mean, Aokiji, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah, you know how
Kiji.
he uses the ice thing, right?
Yeah, because he has a wordplay in the name. I think his name actually translates like to blue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they all have it, actually. Akainu, Aokiji, and
Akainu is red dog, isn't it?
yeah, something like that. So we have, and then the monkey is Kizaru. So the North Sea with a yellow monkey is Admiral Kizaru. The South Sea with the bluebird is Admiral Aokiji. The
Yes.
West Sea with the red dog is Admiral Akainu. So that will be leave the East Sea with Admiral White Dragon, which you will call it Shiroryu, as in White Dragon. So there is a similar myth that supports this. The myth is about a king who have four loyal followers. One had the shape of a bird, the second the shape of a monkey, the third the shape of a dog, and the last the shape of a pheasant, which is a type of bird.
A
Pheasant,
pheasant,
pheasant.
yeah,
There you go,
pheasant.
pheasant. Someday the bird realizes which bird will be, how I told you at the beginning, it cannot change bird or dragon. Like they cannot change the animals. So the bird, which you could consider as a dragon, realized how evil the king was. World government. If you think about it.
Yeah.
So he left his king, but not without letting the other followers know the truth. So he found out about Imu. To his disappointment, the dog was too loyal to his king, which Akainu, he's literally loyal to the world government.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's all making way too much sense.
The bluebird.
The monkey was an idiot and he couldn't understand what's going on.
Okay.
Kizaru, he's
He's
kind of like,
more on the
whatever.
lazy side. He doesn't
Yeah.
really care.
No, not lazy, more like whatever's. The pheasant was simply too lazy to do something, which is Aokiji. He's always too like chill, like whatever's. Now all these resemble the admirals in One Piece a lot, the colors, the animals, the attitudes. This time the bird equals dragon. That's what they have right here. I would leave that as some Sikorsky's loyalty to the Navy, Arcano, and the absolute justice Borsalino's pretended goofiness and Okiji's laziness are taken from those myths. Hence, I believe that the White Dragon, who saw the truth about the evil of his king, is Monkey D. Dragon. Admiral Monkey D. Dragon, with the person of the king being taken by the institution of the world government, or maybe he find out who the real king, you know, Imu, whatever. And then, growing up as the son of the famous real marine officer Monkey D. Garp, combined with the experience of racism, humiliation, and discrimination he made while living on Don Island, it's possible that Dragon joined the Marine or the world government with hopes of changing the world. But he had to realize, like the dragon in the myth, that the world government is too evil to sit in their ways and that the system couldn't be changed. He deserted his position, formed the revolutionaries, and dedicated 100% of his effort to achieving this goal. Changing the world, changing the system, erasing racism, discrimination, and humiliation from the world, which, of course, you all guys know is that's all around One Piece. Racism, discrimination, all of that. It says, I said dedicated 100% on quotation mark because he didn't even take care of his own son. That's pretty funny. Sounds like Goku.
Yeah.
Or he wasn't unable to take care of him, which makes sense, so they wouldn't kind of like be in danger. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, it would kind of like befall anyway, because, you know, they would still know that Dragon is, what's it called, Garp's son. Mm. And by Luffy being his grandson, they would have
seen like a... Which they do know in the war. That's when they mentioned that he is the son of Dragon. And...
Yeah, but to be fair, they didn't even know that Luffy was his grandson, did they? Because Garp kind of kept it a secret. The only people that knew were in the island.
I think so. I remember. Honestly, it's been a cool minute since all that other bloodlines happened. So yeah. I really can't remember too much.
Yeah, it's like super early on, probably like another 600 episodes back.
And then changing, I'm on the last little paragraph. Mm-hmm. Whatever the case may be, something must have happened in his life to trigger a young man to abandon his former life and to start a life of secrecy and rebellion. And since love and romance are not being subject in One Piece at all, I doubt that his wife, Luffy's mom, or even Garp's wife, Dragon's own mom, how much to do with this. I believe the evil, which I think Oda in an interview said that he's not planning to...
To ever show Luffy's mom?
Because she's not really important part of the story. Unless he changed his mind then, you know.
Yeah, because I read about that one too. He also had mentioned that the reason why there are not any moms is because moms are kind of like the opposite of
adventure. Of freedom. Yeah, of freedom. Because, you know, mom is like, oh, don't be doing that. You know, come on. Mm-hmm. They want to keep you in their arms. And then I believe the evil, the war government that he experienced at first hand triggered Dragon's decision to start a revolution. So what do you think about Dragon's past? That's how you end this. So it says theory by Gobi129. So shout out to Gobi129. I don't know if that person was the free one to actually make this one. But knowing that there is a poor admiral with all this mythology, kind of makes sense that he deserted. So we kind of seen some past about Dragon's. And then since on the last chapter of One Piece, we get to see Dragon talking to Vegapunk.
Was he talking to Vegapunk? I thought he was talking to the number one. To the number one droid or whatever we want to call the six robot personalities.
No, I think it was one Vegapunk, because he was thinking, he said, like, hey, I think I might die soon. And Dragon was like, hey, don't be playing around like that. So the way he's talking to him, it seems like they actually are pretty good buddies. Like, oh, you know, don't be like playing around with it. Like, they know each other. So just because of that, my thing is, why did the late Kuma get transformed into a cyborg and lose his humanity?
Well, the official thing that they say is just because he got captured and it was like a bargain. It was either kill him or turn into a cyborg.
I know, but wouldn't you think Vegapunk would kind of be like, yeah, have cyborg, but, you know, still keep your humanity? He lives in fucking 500 years in the future. Like, I'm pretty sure he was able to do that. And then I did say on our Discord server, this was kind of like talking me out of my ass. Like, maybe the Kuma that was a Marine for was actually a full-on cyborg pacifista. But the Devil Fruit, he was able to fully replicate Devil Fruit power. And Kuma is actually somewhere else, the real body of it, like the actual Kuma. Of course, that was me speaking out of my ass. but just because it's Vegapunk and it's impossible to be Vegapunk. So, because yeah, I mean, Dragon, he does care about his fucking crew members. He wouldn't let him sacrifice like that though, lose his humanity. If Dragon is fighting to protect humanity, racism, all of that shit, you know, mm-hmm. it goes against his own beliefs. So, but did he ever use, did Kuma ever use his devil fruit powers on Marineford?
In Marineford, I honestly don't remember.
Because if he didn't, then that means it wasn't the real Kuma. But if he did, maybe, hopefully, my little talking on my ass theory is true.
Because yeah, that's the only way we can actually tell them apart, right? The real one is the one that has the pawpaw fruit.
Exactly. Because, you know, they're going to be one of the same fruit.
Damn, who knows?
But it would be pretty cool that he's able to replicate devil fruit, but of course, not its full power, just like the basic attacks. So that way people will be like, oh shit, that's actually Kuma's not a pacifista, so.
Yeah, but I don't know about that one, because if you notice, the only ones that they've actually made copies of, or even tried to, have all been Zoan types. And Akuma's fruit is not a Zoan.
I know.
It's a Paramecia.
But now, yeah, but like, how long did he stop, as far as we know, when Vegapunk was working in Punk Hazard and left the devil fruit that one Musk is Echo, he thought it was a failure. But it wasn't. That was like the only good devil fruit, pretty much. The one that Momonosuke ate.
Yeah.
So he probably perfected more, kind of getting some more of that replica, but not fully as strong as the original devil fruit owner, of course. But maybe the government knows that why they're trying to kill him. You know how they're trying to descend CP0 to get rid of Vegapunk?
Yeah.
And then Rob Ruchi is like, does he have to do with the island that they just destroyed? Remember how he asked mm-hmm. him like a chapter ago?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so now this is going on. Now we know that Dragon and Vegapunk are pretty good buddies. Because he's like, hey, don't say that. Like, I don't know. It's getting too, like, I thought we were going to be getting more answers, but now we're getting more questions.
I know. A question, now that that's also been revealed, does that mean that out of friendship towards Dragon, will Vegapunk actually end up helping Luffy unlock more potential of his fruit?
Most likely, yes. But like I said, maybe they were already planning something since the beginning. And maybe that's why the world government kind of knew about it. Like, they were not, like, they probably recently found out something.
Mm-hmm.
Or they knew about it, but they were waiting for, like, Vegapunk to create a new weapon for them or something. I don't know.
And before getting rid of him?
Yeah, before, you know, disposing of him. But my thing is, why they didn't send the ancient weapon or whatever destroyed the previous island? Probably because it was out of the range where...
Or maybe because we're talking specifically about the island that Luffy's on right now, right?
The Egghead Island or whatever it's called.
It would probably also end up being that if it's not the ancient weapon, or if it is, that Vegapunk has like a way to counteract it. Or he can just like straight up not be affected by it.
But it might be maybe because he was out of the range and he can travel too much or something. Mm-hmm. Because you remember when, you know, the beam happened when Sabo was on that island. One of the Godose, whatever they call it, there were five elders. So like, oh, it's bad for him that he's on that island.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because he was able to reach that island to destroy it. So I guess depending, he just travels too slow. And depending on where the ancient weapon, if it's the ancient weapon.
Yeah.
Because it looked like it's a massive fucking shit, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Fucking blew it up like with the atomic bomb.
Yes.
That's what it looked like.
So it doesn't seem like the ancient weapon can, at least that one can travel too fast to be so massive. Could destroy, mm-hmm. imagine traveling at a good speed, fucking with that massive power, destroying islands from left and right.
Yeah, it seemed like too dangerous of a thing to actually exist.
Exactly, but they do. That's why they kept it concealed. So, yeah, the theory was that he was a pastimer. There was 4 and they just dropped it to 3. And, I mean, honestly, whoever wrote the person that wrote this kind of made sense with the Chinese mythology.
Yeah, because it also follows with even the newest one, right? The green guy, the guy with the plant, was it the plant fruit?
Uh-huh.
It also follows, because I think in that story, there also ends up being a green bull. Which, the name for this new guy also ends up translating to that, green bull.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and there's only three, though, right? Fujitora.
There should be. I'm not even sure Fujitora is still an admiral, but Fujitora, him, and what's his name, Kizaru?
Yeah. Kizaru, yeah, those three are. Yeah, Fujitora still there.
Yeah, because Aokiji, he left.
And I think he's with Blackbeard. I don't know if you noticed the chapter, the cover. Check on the last one, the chapter cover. Who do you see on the cover? You know how those chapters tell little side stories?
Yeah.
Of what's going on in the world of One Piece? Who do you see on the cover? Aokiji with who?
Wait, is that actually Aokiji?
Yep, that's Aokiji.
Kuzan and Auger?
Yep. And that's from a guy from Blackbeard's. People are saying that Blackbeard. Yeah. People are saying that Blackbeard might be the brother of Aokiji.
Yeah.
But if you notice in the anime, they did mention that they think that Aokiji was helping Blackbeard. And that's when the theory came out, like maybe they're related. Because they kind of do look alike.
Yeah.
So somewhat.
They have the same like little curly black hair, and the skin tone is quite similar.
Yeah.
And that is true. I had to look up his name, but yeah, Aokiji Kuzan. Kuzan and Auger.
See, even though it has
pirates.
Even though he has a different, or he might be related to him, or just changed the name. And maybe Aokiji is an actual D as well. You know how he's Marshall D Teach? Yeah, maybe Aokiji changed his name or something. Dude, what if Aokiji was actually evil all along? Nah, he seems too chill to be evil.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll find out.
What his plans are.
Exactly. We'll find out sooner or later.
Yeah. But someone like him, he has to have a hidden agenda, because he knew about the D's and he respected them. Because he also knew about what was his name, Jaguar D. Saul. And that's where he actually protected Nico Robin.
And he killed the D.
Mm-hmm.
And also in the movie Film Z, he kind of helped Luffy in a way, because he felt like, I'm not here to fight you two. I'm not even in the Navy anymore. Like, chill. Oh, you haven't watched it? I haven't seen it yet?
Cool. Yeah, it's on Netflix, but I haven't seen it
yet. Yeah, it's good, man. Okay, yeah, it's good. Watch it then. So, yeah, he's pretty chill in the movie. And yeah, that's all. Before we finish the podcast,
yes,
Law is putting a good ass fight against Blackbeard.
I know.
Not gonna lie,
I'm surprised. I want to see it more. I kind of want Law to win.
Dude, me too. You know, they can kill my boy Law. They already killed Ace. They can kill Law for me. Dude, I'll be so salty to kill Law as well.
Yeah, but one thing I will say that's important to mention is that he's very likely still tired from that whole fight in Wano.
Oh fuck yeah.
And then on top of that, he's still focusing a lot of his will just to stay a man instead of switching over to a woman.
I think that already finished. Because I think once you... What happened?
Oh, it did? I thought it was like the entirety of just being on that island.
No, I think... I think they got hit by... So I don't think it was that, because he was the only one that got transformed. Not the other ones. Because he was the whole island, and that means the whole crew should be transformed to females.
Yeah.
But I think he was like, you just have to like use haki to just get rid of that. So that way it doesn't really work with strong haki users. But if you notice, this is the first time we see their pirates, their lost crew, see some of their powers.
Yeah.
You see the guy swimming fucking fast and shooting shit from their mouth?
One of them was a fisherman.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, me either. I didn't know that shit. I was like, wait, what? I was like, okay. And this is what people are saying, and this is what I've been saying all along too. The Law is way too strong, but sometimes he can do what he can do because his crew kind of brings him down because they're useless, to be fair, to say kind of nice. Honestly, they're cool, they're funny, but we never seen them really fight until last chapter, and we still don't know how that shit's going to end yet. They've always been dragging. They were the reason why fucking Law got captured in the land of Wano. Because he was like, hey, you know what? If I can release my crewmate in Switch for me. But they wouldn't have gotten caught. Law wouldn't have been in prison either. Yeah. So that was like his crew, they always kind of like bringing them down. Like with the big mom Kaido, when they go to the island, they were just on the submarine, you know, going around to see kind of like escape one. They were on the front lines to fight. So yeah.
His crew doesn't seem to be that focused on actually the fighting aspect of the whole thing. So yeah, I can see where that really does end up being a big drawback
for him. Like if he ever like ends up being an emperor, his crew gotta fucking step up to be called. Like for Luffy, he has Zoro and Sanji. Honestly, that's all he needs. His top two dogs right there. And Jinbe.
Yeah.
And Jinbe too. We have Jinbe. So, because let's be honest, Chopper, Brook, he's pretty good. When he gets serious, he could get, be a pretty bad. Nami, Nico Robin, here and there.
Frankie. But hey, by the looks of it, Nami has Conqueror's Haki. Remember that?
On which part?
Well, Jinbe makes a quick reference towards it. It's meant to be taken as a joke, but hey, it could mean that she actually does have
Conqueror's Haki. Yeah, there was a theory about that with Luffy, with the Nika Nika fruit. That what if he's the fruit's actual power is able to bend reality? So what, you know how he turns into Gear 5, turns into a cartoonish? Yeah. And he kind of made Kaido turn into cartoonish too.
Yes.
So whatever he bends reality, it makes it happen. So with Nami like kind of like having like that controlling kind of makes it happen that she has Haki in that moment type of thing.
Oh.
So that was the theory going around, like, okay, it's kind of like way too much right there, but it kind of makes sense, but it's way too far out there, but
yeah, but I mean it's only happening when he's using it.
Yeah.
When he's in Gear 5. If he was
as far as we know now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of like more like a funny type of theory, you know, nothing to be taken too serious.
Yeah, of course.
And I think with that, we should be at the end of the... Oh no, character of the week. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I got mine. All right. Oh shit, hold on. I was checking something real quick. Oh, here it is. Okay, I'll wait for that then.
Who you got for this week?
I got my boy, Mr. Nah, he's just still a boy. Misuto Irido. He's actually the main, the male character from My Stepmom's Daughter Is My Ex.
Oh.
And I just like his personality, that he doesn't really give a fuck. He's pretty chill. He reminds me of me, you know, when I'm just like, don't talk to me type of thing. I was gonna choose the girl, but gotta go with my boy though, because he reminds me more of me when I was younger. But the girl, goddamn. Actually, I was gonna go with the Ninrir from the cooking. The campfire cooking in Another World.
Yes.
Because she just looks freaking bomb. But I was like, I'll wait for it until the anime comes out. Hint.
It's coming by. It'll just be a few more months.
Yep, pretty much. What about you?
For me, it has to do a lot with where the anime is right now. But I'm choosing Dimple from Mob Psycho.
Got it.
You've gotten to that part right on the manga, so you know who Dimple is?
So he's back alive? I thought he was gone. Spoiler.
He's back.
Spoiler.
Hey, you've been on that third volume for far too long.
I know.
And the anime, the third season, it's fucking slapping.
Okay, so him, so he comes on the third season or he was brought back before? Dimple.
So just because you haven't read it, but he comes back nearly immediately.
Oh, okay. Okay.
As far as anime goes, he's gone probably like for an episode.
Okay. He comes back. I kind of figure because for them to have little plushies or little figures like be him, he has to, you know, be more than just one chapter, I mean one volume, you know, one episode.
Yeah,
so I kind of figure.
He becomes quite likable actually afterwards.
Yeah. When he became a spirit, he became one of my favorite characters. He's just too fucking funny. He's trying to plan things, but it will never work out, like as far as I could tell right now. I don't know about later, but he just seems too funny, like the funny character or Mob, because you know how Mob is too serious. Mm-hmm. Like Dimple is kind of like his funny side in a way. Then well, at least that's how I see it.
We're not spoiling too much, but right now he's getting really serious, and I'm fucking loving every episode.
Oh, dude, I gotta fucking watch the anime.
You and do
read the manga, dude, because
you know you've already read 3 volumes. You might as well watch
the anime equivalent of the two volumes.
But you might as well watch the equivalent of those 2 volumes. So not only so you could actually like see it visually animated, but also so you can start associating like little sounds or cues that they have in the anime that pop up, you know, mainly on the manga. You know, like when this percentage is going up, you know, kind of the voice of the characters as well. Uh-huh. You know, it really helps with immersion, or at least it does for me, because I don't know you, but when I read it with what I associate their voices in my head.
Yeah. But how will you do that when the manga came out first?
That is true.
I'm just reacting, but yeah, I do like once it's official release, then I like hearing that voice while reading the manga. Yeah, I've been planning to do that. I just been kind of trying to finish, you know, the Stepmom's Ex.
Yeah.
Just because it's a short one. And it finished already, so I'm trying to do that. I was catching up, you know, with I was gonna say Family Guy. Spy Family. But yeah, I think that's the end of the podcast, unless you have anything else.
No, that would be it for this one. And we've made it to the end. 1 hour in. Thank you very much for listening.
Honestly, I didn't know we were gonna do a whole hour.
It seemed like quite too little topics.
Yeah, just because we went on the intro was around 17 minutes, and then kind of like the theory that I kind of want to put it at the end, so we know that was like the last part. But it was a fun talk though.
Yeah, quite a nice conversation.
That's what we had, kind of like a long intro, because I did see I thought it was gonna be short, but then we always tend to get sidetracked with different things and then come back to the main topic and then we go back again outside, which that's what makes it fun. We don't get two in the same topic. I think it makes it more entertaining.
So going back just to end it up, are you going to end up playing Call of Duty again tonight or no?
I think so. I just got to do some of my Japanese homework.
Yeah, I'm going to work on some of my homework as well.
And then probably just do the quiz, because tomorrow I might not go to class.
Ooh.
Just because, well, we recorded on Sunday. No, because Halloween, and I want to take, you know, my daughters, going. And it's going to be her first Halloween actually going trick-or-treating. So you kind of don't want to miss that.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why. And then, like I said, I'm taking Japanese just for fun. So it's not like I care for the grade. And
one missed class won't do much.
Yeah, or even if I come back and then just start midway of the class, then it's fine for me. I really don't mind. I prefer to see, you know, have my kids have fun. So I don't mind on that. But most likely I'll play later. We'll see how it goes. I don't have anything else to do aside just from that. So I should be chilling.
All right, let me know so we can play a couple of matches.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, that could be after the podcast.
And with that, this concludes this week's podcast. Thank you very much for listening and, you know, being with us during our entire ramble. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and we hope to see you back again for next week's episode.
See you in the next one.
Right, and see you later. Peace out.
Yamete kudasai.